Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's say, like Jason, you've got a son who absolutely loves the game of basketball. Maybe they're playing some new sports. Maybe they're getting serious about it. But you feel like you need more. And maybe they want more. Well, we got the perfect place for you. That's Shoot 360 right here in Memphis. What is Shoot 360? It's a facility, 85 Market Center Drive in Cairo. It's a gym, but it's not just any old gym. It's a gym that's got the technology used by several NBA teams that measures jump shots, passing, dribbling, all kinds of different skill work, interactive, so they're going to absolutely love it. It's going to speak their language. They're going to improve their game while they do it and have a blast. Get out there today. Memberships available 1 month, 3 months, 6 months. Let them know Jason and John sent you.
Doesn't it just have to be your son or your daughter if they've shown a little passion for basketball early? Why don't you want to get out there? Maybe it's your niece or nephew that have been playing in the backyard, got a nice little jumper on them. You want to send them off the right way. Build that thing foundationally. Don't let them build it on their own. Get that Kyle Anderson-looking shot. Go out to Shoot 360 where they've got the development coaches, the state-of-the-art training equipment. It's going to have that thing looking right. It'll be splash all day long when you're shooting at Shoot 360. It's the future of basketball training in Memphis. The future's now at Shoot 360. Go see them out at 85 Market Center Drive in Cairo.
All right. So, as we mentioned earlier today, Grizzlies in action, laying 8 to 8.5, depending on, you know, where you get it, maybe 7.5. There's a little bit of a range for this game tonight with the Grizz. It's up to 9.5, my brother. 9.5, my brother in Christ. So that, to me, signifies that someone is not playing for the Chicago Bulls.
I can't find who's out.
Well, that's a huge line, bro. I mean, 7.5 to 9.5, that's not sharp money. That's an injury, bro.
So there's LaVine and DeRozan both played last night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see them on any outstanding reports. Seeing Caruso, to your point, but
yeah, DeMar DeRozan is questionable, so I think he popped up. I don't know how the Bulls operate.
The second night of a back-to-back, that one seems like
right.
Maybe that's what it's telling you there. We're looking for who it could be. Well, there's your suspect.
I mean, their leading scorer, right?
When you got it up to,
or is it LaVine? Who's your leading scorer?
I would imagine it's LaVine.
Yeah, but who's your best player?
Man, I don't know. None of them help winning.
Y'all cold, dude. Y'all cold as hell. Y'all are the franchise everybody's trying to emulate.
Am I right that LaVine was leading us in score? I know you're looking it up.
I'm looking right now. It's DeRozan.
Dang.
DeRozan's averaging 26.
LaVine's like 23.
He's at 23.6. So we'll give him 24.
Okay.
If that's kosher with you.
But they're the same. Neither one together helps winning.
Has DeMar won a championship? Was he there in Toronto when they won the?
They traded him off to get Kawhi.
Oh, huh? Yeah.
Yes.
So he's not.
So DeMar was very sad.
He was very sad. Yeah, and he was he's never won a title. He's never won a title, despite, you know, being a Spur for a few years there. 6-time All-Star, but never a champion. That's probably one of those, like, he's up there with like Chris Paul in terms of some of the best that never won. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not number one, but
Stockton Malone.
Yeah. 6-time NBA All-Star, never won a championship. You're kind of in that discussion at some point. Anyway, yeah, that number's up to 9.5 now for the Memphis Grizzlies. Ja Morant spoke earlier today and, of course, was asked about you know, the incident and what his response to, you know, the entire last few weeks have been. And this is what Josh said. Josh said all that stuff is pretty much false, and it has been proven. That's all I've got to say on it. double down that they are the most hated team in the NBA. Quote, we are. You see it every day on social media. Anything that has something to do with the Memphis Grizzlies is frontline national television and national people putting it out. Anything else, it don't be said. I feel like we weren't the only ones on a losing streak, but we are the only ones mentioned. Went on to say, I honestly don't care. At this point in my life, I'm protecting my energy. I'm not responding to nobody else, not entertaining nobody else. That's what they need, likes and clicks. And I guess sort of the hope was that he would sort of be a little bit more, contrite, you know, about the situation. But he didn't really give you much of that. He just said, listen, I feel like, you know, it's already been reported on. I've said what I've said, and we're moving on. Which is it's not like it's a, I don't know if there's a quote-unquote right and wrong. That's going to be determined by whether or not, you know, incidents keep happening.
Again, already said it first hour, I'm disappointed in terms of some of the answers. That's, don't need to go all the way back down the road in terms of restating that. Hopefully for the Grizzlies, it's okay. At least in his mind, he's put this behind him, and now you're back to, you know, trying to get it figured out on the court. Like whether it's trying to clear this up from a PR standpoint, put the lid on it, or putting the lid on 8 of 9 and the way they've failed to close out games here of late, just getting back to the business of work. You know, I'm not. What's more important right now than, you know, because like I said, Ja's not gonna flip a switch and all of a sudden he's saying everything, all the right things or things that a veteran in the league of 15 years would say. That's one. That's gonna be a process, and maybe this is a little bit, at least in my eyes, a stumbling block here. But in terms of on the court, dude, you got to get back to it immediately because again, I know you look behind you and see Sacramento there. Two games behind and say, well, we're pretty fortunate, you know, we've lost 8 of 9 and only be 2 ahead of Sacramento. Do you see what's going on behind that? Mm-hmm. Because I know you don't want to look, but the Clippers are 8-2 in their last 10, and they're only a game behind Sacramento. Phoenix is getting Devin Booker back. So while you're sitting up here spinning your wheels and playing basically the worst basketball you played since Taylor Jenkins' first year, these other teams, these more veteran teams, are finally starting to get it together and coming up and threatening to take your spot. If not, they're going to be playing you in the first round. And so, again, we can discuss the PR and Ja's growth and all that, but set that to the side in terms of tonight. You got to get back to playing the kind of basketball that we're used to seeing from you, specifically defensively.
Yep.
Like, I know Steven Adams is not out there, but this team is clearly, I think it's still third in the league and defensively. You know, too many teams getting what they want offensively, many second chance opportunities. So hopefully it looks something more like we're accustomed to seeing tonight.
Yeah, because I mean,
the whole thing needs a shake up. I want to shake Ja and I want to shake this organization right now.
It changed when, you know, Jaren came back, right? I mean, they had plenty of time out there with just Steven Adams. It's not Steven Adams, it's Jaren that makes that defense go. So I think this is a great opportunity tonight. Like I told you, I mean, now the number is gone. I wouldn't touch the number now. I mean, I was saying earlier that this felt like a Grizzly spot, and I think the betting movement sort of suggests that as well. You know, you gotta use these opportunities to. I mean, the Grizzlies need it, man. Like from a morale standpoint, from a just a functioning standpoint, like you gotta win again. You gotta win a game. This is a very winnable game. It's an East team, so you know you beat up on those. You know, I just think it's imperative that not only you win tonight, but you do it like, and I know this will pain you as a Bulls fan, but do it.
Use that term loosely.
You kind of came on here first hour.
Fun.
You came on here first hour.
I said, y'all got us down 8.5, now 9.5.
You felt disrespected.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, that's
that. We just dusted off the Spurs, and we won 7 of 10.
That's some of that 96 pride coming out right there.
No, we've been cursed really since just post-Mike.
Yeah, but see, I think any fan on the planet would trade 6 rings with a freaking icon for, you know.
I mean, the Derrick Rose era was really, I kind of thought, okay, this is it. We're going to return to greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron kind of backed us away.
It is kind of wild how, like, irrelevant y'all have been since the era.
Dude, told you when they traded for Vucevic that this is bad. Like, they get pieces and it never fits.
Yeah.
And I don't care who you put at coach.
Right.
It's been the roster building.
Thibodeau was the most successful
fraudulent.
Since Phil. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. And nobody since then. Like, not even.
Well.
How many have you had since then?
How many what? Coaches? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, Thibodeau. Did it go from Thibodeau to
Billy, I think.
Did it go? It's yeah. Billy. Okay.
We have somebody in the middle?
No, there was somebody because Billy was in OKC, wasn't he? So there was somebody in the middle. I don't remember.
But how long has Tibbs been in New York? The same number amount of time that Billy's been with us, isn't it? I guess there was some. I don't think there was anybody between.
You don't think there was anybody between?
I don't remember. That's how much I.
Fred Hoiberg, bruh.
Oh.
That Hoiberg era.
Well, you see why I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
That was short-lived.
He was 115 and 155. And then there was the Jim Boylan era.
Good grief.
They were awful.
Just a big blur in there.
Mm-hmm.
Between Tibbs and Donovan.
Yeah, your list of coaches is, I mean, it's pretty miserable. I mean, Billy Donovan is literally at 500 right now. He's 77 and 77. So he's the definition of mediocrity. Thibodeau was 65% winning percentage. That's very good. Phil, 74% winning percentage. Top
Doug
10.
Before him, yeah. We all know the rest of them.
Yeah. Doug Collins was average.
I think Doug ended up being what Taylor Jenkins don't want to be.
Which was the guy before the guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got a guy out here? Who we hiring? Jock Vaughn?
It ain't time for that.
Who we hiring, man? Well,
lift us up out of this.
I will say,
I've talked about that with Sane. Like, you don't. A lot of times, you got something great going on. They'll replace you.
That's 100%.
And somebody
right.
else will take your work. Steve Kerr, Mark Jackson.
That's that dude. Like, that's a dirty little secret.
Nick Nurse, Dwayne Casey.
Yes.
Although you add Kawhi to the
Dwayne Casey was the coach of the year
that year.
He got whacked.
They'll take it from you.
Yep. Now again, there doesn't seem to be a mutiny, but. I mean, we've seen this organization fire successful coaches before.
Doug Collins to Phil Jackson.
Remember Lionel? Now, I know it was, you know, a different front office or what have you, but
every time you say his name, I just sit up and listen.
Yeah,
because I have such a great respect for that man.
Don't say another word.
Okay.
Say less.
A reverence, if you will.
100%.
So yeah, no, I think that's true. Like, you'd never get attached to a specific coach.
That's what I'm saying.
And also never assume that there's only one coach. Who can get them, like, take you to the heights you want to reach?
I asked that of Sane, and he downplayed a little bit. It is early in the process, but you
sure.
don't think Taylor Jenkins wakes up with a feeling of great pressure
oh, 100%.
That I want to be the one that sees yes. this thing through?
Well, the pressure, it's
remember, Budenholzer was about to get clipped.
100%.
They were saying he doesn't make adjustments.
Yep.
He ends up winning
now,
one.
Now, I mean, now that cake baked, right? I mean,
I understand that.
The cake,
but you'll get to a point
here.
Where they'll be ready to say you're the problem and go.
No,
get that.
I totally agree because here's what happens: you get the job, there are no expectations. Okay, then you get the job, there are no expectations. You draft a superstar. Now you have expectations.
100%.
Now you have to win. Now you have to win big. Okay, are you doing that? You're not doing that. We have to make a change. I mean, that's the arc. Right? That's the way it goes. Because the better the team is expected to be, the better the team is expected to be.
And I don't know if you saw him. I just say, just to you, I don't know if you saw him during that confrontation between Dylan Brooks and Donovan Mitchell. But, you know, Taylor was out there straightening folks up. Like, he was cleaning up that mess. I don't know. He even got into it, looked like he was shouting a little bit with one of the Cleveland associates or coaches or whatever they were. Maybe it was a staff guy. But my point was, he was out there, and it's in his nature. I mean, he was the get-back coach we know in Milwaukee and everything else, to get out there and straighten out that mess, and he was right there in the middle of it. He needs to do it with his team right now. And all this outside junk and the getting back to what they're supposed to look like, he needs to attack it in the same sort of way. It can't be go out there and do it. Guys, he's got to have just as big a hand
yeah.
and treat it the way he did when he's pushed around those players trying
That's
to
right.
restore order again.
That's exactly
That
right.
needs to be the approach right now, or else you're going to lose an opportunity to do something, you know, pretty special this year, which
yep.
is, you know, hopefully improving on last year's finish.
Absolutely. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk to Jeff Calkins about all of this and more when we get back. Stick around. Jason Ajayi, 90.7 FM, ESPN.
This year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Download FanDuel now and use promo code JSmith so you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel lets you bet on everything we know, from the money line to point spreads to who will score a touchdown. With Kenneth Gainwell, the former Tiger, do that. Anytime touchdown from him. Travis Kelce going to go over on the receptions. You know Mahomes is going to be looking for him. How about Jalen Hurts? He going to go over or under on the rushing yards? That's how you can do it with a same-game parlay, all on an app a top-rated sportsbook app that's safe, secure, super easy, and fun to use. Best of all, you can get paid your winnings instantly. You get that money, it's back in your account fast. So join FanDuel today with promo code JSmith to claim your no-sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL and of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager, only $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
9789.
The Memphis Flyer called him the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar of ESPN Radio in Memphis. His name is Jeff Calkins. Joins us every week, depending on when we need him. He's always on demand. He joins us now. What's up, brother?
Hey, you just made that up.
I completely made that up.
That's fake news.
If I were writing for them, I would have said that, though.
The Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because I'm about to be passed by someone? Is that what you're saying?
No. Like the OG, the GOAT, man. You're the all-time leading.
No, George Lapidus is the OG.
Well, I'm saying of those still yes. on our, we're earthly.
Well, anyway, I take the compliment and whatever else. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're the all-time leader in years on the station.
I am now the all-time leader.
You've been that for a while.
That's true, man.
Yeah, you've been that, brother. I mean, this is not a new occurrence.
Brad's tied with me. Brad's been around as long as I have. We were both there day one.
No, I just mean in age.
Oh.
I just mean
I'm now.
You're the all-time
no
leader in years, bro.
The oldest person at that. It's true, too, yeah.
Well, to that point, you and I came in at the same time with a show. I mean, you were part of GP's,
yeah,
I guess, if you want to count
already.
That.
I was here already.
If you but I'm just saying daily.
My name was already on a show.
Oh, you were daily already. Yeah, I guess there's really no loophole there, is there?
No.
There's no loophole. When you came over in, what, 08, 09?
I think of myself as the most hated sports talk radio show in Memphis.
Not a chance.
The most hated. And,
not a chance. Not a chance.
I'm going to live with it and focus on being on the sports talk radio show. You know, I can't help it.
You're like my dog Titan. You know, you used to be a badass. You used to be like, you used to have teeth. You know, like you would go at like
now,
RC
now
and
dumb people.
Well, yeah. Now it's like
it's true. But your point is absolutely right. Is that I used to think it was important to be a tough guy as a columnist and to like call people out. The first year I got here, I called out Fred Smith. It's just true.
Like, that was a really bold career move, by the way. Just call out like the most important guy in the city your first day.
I called out George Lapidus. He was so mad. I called out like. And then I just realized, it's sports, man. It's not to be taken that seriously.
Stop asking me stupid f***ing questions.
Yeah.
So
that's interesting. So what do you make of what Josh said? Because we had this conversation on our show, curious as to what you, you know, because we talked before your show started this morning about what we thought Ja might say. What did you make of what he actually said?
Well, we, you know, I thought there were three ways he could go. He could just say no comment, right? I'm not going to comment on it. He could have said something that's vaguely acknowledging that he has some growing up to do and whatever else, et cetera. Or he could have dug in his heels. And he clearly chose, you know, choice C. And it's not what I would have advised him to do. I find it a little bit disappointing. But when he also then said, I'm going to focus my energy on other things and whatever else, like in the end, what are you going to do? Give up on Ja Morant as a human being or as a basketball player at Memphis? He said what he said. It's not what I would have asked him to say or advised him to say. But he said what he said. And, you know, I hope he scores 40 points and Memphis goes on another game, 11 game winning streak, right? I mean, in the end, I don't think it was the best course, but he's the guy who's got to live with it. And, I don't know what else there is to say about it other than, you hope that going forward, we don't have any more incidents.
There's that part of it. I do think, too, I will say this, Jeff. I wonder if he invites a little bit more of it instead of putting the lid on it by saying, I don't have the quote in front of me, but suggesting kind of, hey, don't know why we're hated on. Don't know why they talk about us more when we lose. To me, that runs counter than, you know.
I agree completely.
To everything he's put out there about wanting all the, you know, up the chimney and everything else.
It's also, by the way, ridiculous. People don't just decide to hate teams.
Agreed.
Whatever. You know, like, it's ridiculous. He's not hated. He has a freaking shoe deal, worth hundreds of millions of dollars. People buy his jersey. They want the idea that he is hated is preposterous. But, like, I can't convince him of that.
Right.
And, you know, so, I mean, what have we seen? We've seen it certainly in politics. Like, it works to just say people hate me. They say bad things about me. They're not true. Like, humility and growth and whatever else seems to be out of fashion these days in America. And so it is not what I would have had him say. I don't think it reflects reality. Let's to be clear, the NBA did not find the report to be false.
Right.
They found the gun to be non-corroborated. Mm-hmm. They could not corroborate that there was a gun, which I was careful to put out my column because that's the most explosive part of the story. If it was just a shouting match, I'm not sure it would have gotten the attention it got, right? So I think it is important to acknowledge that they could not corroborate the gun. But for Taylor Jenkins, who said it, and for Ja to say the NBA found nothing is simply not true. They found that there was a confrontation, and because of it, they banned people from the arena. They don't ban people from the arena if they find there's nothing. So it's delusional what he just said, and unfortunate, I think, but you would hope for some self-reflection. But given that that's what he said, what are we to do? Are we going to now, you know, wish him anything other than the best? No. You know, like, we're still going to root for Ja, root for the Grizzlies, and hope that there are no more incidents. But, no, this is not the course you would have wanted today.
I talked about it yesterday. Like, who am I to give advice to you know, a 23-year-old, $200 million, you know what I mean? Like, I can't. So it's fine as long as, you know, honestly, like, it doesn't happen again and they start winning. Like, they win tonight.
Right.
That's what I want to see. Like, I don't want to – you know, would it have been nice if Ja was, like, contrite? Sure. But I care more about whether or not, like, they go to the Western Conference Finals. And also, here's the other thing.
It would have been nice if he was contrite, but he wasn't. And so now what?
Yes.
Right?
Well, like you of all people should get this, because how many conversations have you and I had off the air where I've been venting to you about how somebody responded to something that I said? And I tell you, I just would have said this, that, and then your point is always, well, they didn't. So now what? You know, like, they didn't respond the way you wanted to. That's over. So now what?
Right.
So, okay.
And that's exactly it. Ja did not respond the way that I think most Grizzly fans would have wanted him to. So now what? Well, now you hope they win tonight.
Go cover 9.5 against the Bulls. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly right.
I mean, it's really that simple. The other sort of contention that I made is that I kind of like the Grizzlies in this role a little bit better, and I just wish they would kind of like stop half stepping around it. You know, is this not
now? They're embracing the villain. Go be the villain.
Well, is this not the franchise
go
that printed
the hated
Grizzlies versus everybody towels?
Right.
I mean, or is that just
now? It's real now. Now it is becoming more real.
Well, like I mean, it's not just like Grizz versus everybody that doesn't like us in parentheses. You know what I mean?
No, it's more and more every. You know, it's not everybody. People still like them.
No, they do. But I'm saying, like,
you put Ja out at a mall or wherever else. You don't think people are going to be lining up for his autograph? Of course they are.
Like I said, if LeBron James walked in this studio, Jason would give him a hug. Now he denies that. He says he would ask him to have a seat and thank him for his time.
Yep.
But I think Jason would give him a hug. And I also made the point that. Like this is just a classic case of Ja's on the internet too much. Like, just, you know, get off the internet for a few days, you know?
I agree with that, too.
And you're probably going
to
have
He's not going to.
You know, it's just to put this in the dissertation about how social media is destroying our youth.
Yeah, no, he's not going to do any of those things. It was interesting. It was a story, I think it was at The Ringer. Maybe it was at The Ringer, about whether this team is like the Bad Boy Pistons. And the point, the parallels are as follows. Undersized lead guard in Ja Morant, Isaiah Thomas, right? Mm-hmm. And then a smaller second guard who plays alongside him is really good, not as flashy, but really good at his role, Joe Dumars. Then the player that everybody freaking hates, thinks is dirty, et cetera, Bill Laimbeer, Dylan Brooks. You know, Desmond Bain, is the one. And then you got, and it's not perfect, obviously, but like that team won titles. You can be hated and win titles. You can not say what
exactly.
People don't want you to say and win titles.
Well,
and,
I mean, look, in every arc of every franchise, it happens. Like if you win enough, you become vilified. It happens. The Warriors, it happened too. The Miami Heat, when LeBron James went to Miami with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh.
The Grizzlies have accelerated the process a little bit.
Like, they have.
They could
just be
being beloved right now.
No.
You know, like, I mean, people, you can argue, like, they don't really hate the Kansas City Chiefs. They kind of, because they're sick of them. But there's nothing.
Everybody hated the Patriots.
Whatever.
Everybody hated the Patriots, you know, because they've won so much.
Everyone absolutely hated the Patriots. They didn't say what you wanted them to say. They didn't react the way you wanted them to react. They didn't, you know, whatever
exactly.
else. Didn't matter because it beat your ass.
Had the Bills won 4 Super Bowls in a row as opposed to losing 4 in a row, they would have been hated.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah,
because they lost 4 in a row, they were that you know, down on their luck franchise that everybody's like feels bad for. You know? So it's all about relative to winning. It's you know what I'm saying? Like
I don't think I expected. I will say I did not really expect a contrition today. I either expected no comment or I expected this. He's just not been wired to be contrite. You know, it's just not. It's not how he's been wired. And, you know, so.
I still think he helps him with
it. You know what? Penny hasn't really been contrite either, you know.
Well.
Penny has toned it down, though.
I just need Penny to give me a straight answer on when Malcolm's coming back. That's what I need.
Don't do that.
Let's start there. Because that thing keeps getting pushed back.
And what Penny says as a coach, a little bit different from what you're saying when you're in the thick of it as a player.
But like with the Rick Barnes stuff, get the F out. Like, there was most people who paid attention to that thought he was over the line. You know, independent people thought that was over the line. And he was never really contrite about it. But what is interesting is he has mellowed a little. He stopped doing that as much. And so you cannot be contrite and still tone it down going forward. And maybe that's what we'll see from Ja.
So in terms of Windhorse's comment on the collective, you know, the joint podcast with Zach Lowe, in terms of getting close to out of control, you would refute that it's not.
I mean,
at that point,
out of control means I don't think they're out of control. I think they're on a losing streak. They miss Steven Adams. A bunch of things have happened all at once, and maybe some of those are related. You know, did Dylan Brooks take the shot that he took because he was frustrated? Because I don't know. Like, I suppose you can tie them all together. I think what's happened, though, is a bunch of these things happened, and it maybe looks like it's, quote-unquote, out of control. I don't think it's out of control. I think it's a bad collection of things that have happened, and they got to start winning again. But No, I think out of control is probably a an overstatement. But you know, that's what we do, and you know, that's what a lot of sports talk is. You label it and whatever. And I can see why you would say it's out of control, but do you really believe it's out of control? No.
No, but I am. I do wonder, though, Jeff. I'm just naturally left to question after Ja's comments. Is there someone in there that can help him with that process, or is this something that we're just going to hope that Ja figures
That's
out on his own? Is there someone in that organization he will listen to, and if there's criticism of them, he will actually take it and not look at it as an attack? That's what, you know, when you come out like this, and I'm sure the organization was hoping, Jeff, he would say something, you know, maybe along those lines and not necessarily this. I do wonder, who's that person that Ja will listen to if he's listened to no one?
Well, the hope was that it would be Nike, right, or an agent, or like that. I don't think anyone thought that it would be, you know, me or you or
Or Shannon.
Or maybe even T would say, would see what's happened, the possible danger to the brand, and would rein it in. But I think that's where one would think it. You know, you could have said to him, listen, we know it's BS. We know this whole thing's BS. You know it's BS. I know it's BS.
Yep.
Devontae didn't do anything wrong, blah, blah, blah. But hey, just to make it go away, you know, we got $1 billion deal here. Just go out in there and just, you know.
Well, they already banned him, though. You can't.
Or he didn't listen to it.
Well, the NBA did that, though. So, Jeff, his point about what the Grizzlies are saying, they could absolutely say that.
Well, yeah, because, like, again, we talked about this earlier, Jeff. I said, if I was one of the Grizzlies, I would say, do you want to get up on the catwalk and point that laser down? Because for Ja Morant, I will do it. You name it. I'll have that thing anywhere. Because I don't want to lose. I don't want Ja Morant to come into my office and say, I want to trade.
Yeah, no, I don't think
that's why. I couldn't run the Grizzlies, because I would just like be like.
No, the Grizzlies are not in a position to rein in Ja Morant. They're just not.
That's why there's not going to be somebody in that organization.
No, but Nike could.
It's going to come down. You're only going to rein him in to the extent that you can affect him financially.
Could.
Exactly. That's the only reason he would listen to anybody. And the Grizzlies can't do anything in that regard. I mean, so
no, I don't think it's up to Jason Wexler or, you know, whatever to get in
there and say,
Ja,
that's right.
You might want to cool it here.
That's right.
They just want to stand by him because they want Ja to be happy.
And Jeff, that's how you get Devontae Pack halfway on the damn floor. Dude, we shouldn't even ever hear from. That's how part of that happens.
It's because you can't. Yes. I mean, let's be honest.
It's because like, no one feels like they can tell Ja anything. Right.
I mean, you know where his mom watches from?
The suite.
A suite.
Because she
can join her,
right?
Man, if T wants to sit down there, and I realize now what he's been on TNT and everything else, like that's, you know, he's part of the show now. But I'm fine with that. But to that point where you got Devontae running out on the floor, stopping the game, what are we talking? That it's unacceptable behavior, and so. That's to me where the line, but you've allowed this to get to a point where Devontae feels like he can do that in defense of Ja or whoever else. That's something where you got to come in and say, maybe the kid's gloves is what's led to that. You're in danger of creating a monster here if you don't tell him no, or this is the way it should be done at some point. If he just keeps, you know, operating, however, got to be careful, man. Got to be careful. I know y'all don't want to.
Yeah. Got to
keep it real.
You know, you can talk to Nike about saying that to Ja, but I don't know that you can. I mean, listen, Taylor Jenkins can probably say a few things to Ja, but here's what Taylor Jenkins said before the game the other day. He said the NBA investigated and found nothing. He said the same thing. He said a version of exactly what Ja said.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
So it's not just Ja saying it. The organization said it. Now, the organization knows that there was a confrontation and that it was garbage. But the truth of the matter is, I think the organization thinks the report was overblown. I know that.
Yeah, because they called the Athletic, not the authorities.
Right. They called the Athletic, not the authorities. There was no police report. There's no. If they were on fear for their life, there was no. No one was ducking for cover in the.
What's his name? David Aldridge, help me! Save me!
I don't doubt that it was overblown. Like the guns, the whatever, that stuff was overblown.
That's exactly right.
So I actually think that's probably right. And so they've signaled much of the same stuff that Ja has said. But it's not false. It's just overblown. And I can see that. But anyway, yes, we would have expected contrition. We would have hoped for contrition. There was no contrition. He's not the first athlete who didn't back down upon, you know, when the world wants you someone to back down. And
he's not going to be the last.
And he's not going to be the last, and I hope they win. Covered tonight.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Last thing before we get you out of here, Calk Chalk, last edition of the NFL season. Mm-hmm. That number right now is Eagles minus 1.5.
I'm picking the Chiefs, man. I'm picking the Chiefs.
Money line?
There it is.
I'm riding with Patrick Mahomes. In the end, it's do I think it's Jalen Hurts or Patrick Mahomes? And I think it's Patrick Mahomes. And I think that's the difference, and I'm picking the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Also, what I want to happen in sports never happens, and I want the Chiefs to lose, and so they'll win.
At least be right. You know?
Right. Yeah. Worst. At least I'll be unhappy that they're the Super Bowl champs again, but I'll at least be right on Calk Chalk.
Yeah, Calk Chalk. That's it for 2022-23.
All right.
The NFL season.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bro. Yep. He is Jeff Calkins. Joins us throughout the week. Once a week.
What I appreciate is his availability.
Bro, so
and
available.
Flexibility.
Bro is
That's
like.
What I appreciate the most about him.
Yeah, he's like an NBA player. You know, he's available for shoot around after the game. You know, I mean, anytime you need him.
Did you see he did shirts of fish on Friday on Tuesday shirts?
I don't know if they're.
We should do Calkins on demand.
We could. Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't know if you've brought those to market yet. I think those are still. We're still in negotiation.
I've already seen pictures of them.
They're pictures, but again,
like this
are they available for retail? That's the question you got to ask yourself. Not yet. We're still again negotiating that. How much does fish get?
Fish gets a
how
bigger
much does 92.9 get?
Then what? Oh.
Yeah, man. There's a lot that goes into that.
I didn't understand.
Yeah, and there's a lot that goes into being a professional basketball player, being good at the game of basketball, and that's why places like Shoot 360 here in Memphis exist. They want to help you get better, own your craft at the game of basketball. Maybe you have a son or a daughter that's getting serious about it, you know, and want some more practice time. You don't have a home gym. You're not Giannis. Did Giannis have a home gym, or was that the controversy? He didn't have one.
Did not have one.
Right. You don't want to be like Giannis. You want to be better than Giannis. So go to the gym. Go to Shoot 360. Get that measure on that jump shot. Understand what you've got to get better at. The passing, the dribbling, all the interactive drills. NBA teams swear by it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.